Let's talk about debt. Your new book talks about countries going broke. Do countries really go broke? Companies go broke, people go broke, but countries really ever go broke?
Countries' debt and their dynamics about debt are the same as individuals and companies, except two important differences. They can print money, and they can take your money through taxes. So what happens is, think of it as the same. So, I'd like to explain this. When faced with the choice, they print money. And so the way they go broke is not that they default, it's that they devalue. So if I could explain the mechanics in the book just for a minute. Think of the credit system as being like the circulatory system of the blood in our system, and it brings nutrients. And those nutrients are credit, that's buying power. And if people use that credit, which creates debt, but they earn more than they earn good, that enough money to pay back the debt, we have prosperity, we have a healthy system. But what you can see as incomes rise for countries, largely because of the way people are and so on, and politicians want to make people happy, debt rises relative to their incomes. And you can see that it's like plaque, debt service is like plaque building up in the arteries. So you could see interest rates and debt service payments starting to squeeze out other consumption. We can see that. Right. We can see that in our numbers. And then, so there are three main things, and this is the punchline, this is what I'm trying to convey. You see that squeeze out. Also, you see a supply-demand problem. In other words, like for example, in the United States now, we have to, in the next year, sell about $12 trillion. We have $1 trillion that we have to pay in interest. We have $9 trillion in debt service in terms of principal. And then we have to sell another $2 trillion because we are going to have a deficit. So that $12 trillion has to be sold. And then you could look, who are the buyers of that money? And when you have a supply-demand imbalance, that's a problem. But the way that governments deal with that is ultimately that if you have that supply-demand imbalance, then you have interest rates rising, and it curtails, causes asset prices to go down, curtails economic activity and so on. But central banks don't want to let that happen. So what they do is they print the money. And when you get to the point where we are, which is very close, that you start to have the debt, you have to borrow money to pay the debt, then that is the problem. We have $7 trillion. I mean, here's the numbers of the country, the government. They spend $7 trillion a year. They take in five. So they're overspending by 40%. And they can't cut the expenses because the expenses are not adequate. The expenses can't be cut. They're relatively fixed. And they're going to grow. And we're going to compound. So we're at that spot.
Right.